program from last year. Basically, it will cost every family in the state $7,000 a household, and yet we hear no talk about cleaning up the Conowingo Dam. So essentially what we've heard today is the governor has come for our cash through higher taxes during his term. He has come through our property rights through his environmental agenda. And then today we got highlighting that today he's coming for the guns. So he's come for your money, he's come for your property, now he's coming for guns.
Did you get the sense he was auditioning for somebody with all the ambassadors and the Obama administration folks?
Well, I think at the end of the day, the policies that he highlighted today, the people that were in the crowd, this is the price that the citizens of Maryland are going to pay for his presidential ambitions. If you notice, the agenda he spelled out today, really a lot more to do with the national agenda than it did a state agenda, or currying favor with various interest groups in this state and nationally that will help him with his presidential ambitions.
The gas tax proposal, or at least talking about tax revenue for roads, your reaction to that?
Yeah. Isn't it amazing a governor has raised $2 billion over the last 7 years, income, sales, alcohol, flush fee, is disappointed that he's got one tax he hasn't gotten to yet, gas tax, and he puts it in his State of the State address. We need to address our transportation needs from a standpoint of priorities. The governor has promised over $5 billion in new projects in the mass transit area. We lose at least 80 cents on every dollar that we spend on mass transit projects. You know, the citizens of Maryland deserve better prioritization. They need help on the roads, and this governor is focused on only one thing that helps his national ambition, which is mass transit projects.